So, hello and welcome to FMB Digital Storytelling. Can you introduce yourself and the name of the organisation you work for?
My name is Horace Francis. My organisation is Inspire Succeed CIC. I also am contracted to work at FYA.
Marvellous. Can you tell us a little bit about your organisation?
My organisation was set up in probably towards the end of February, where I've actually worked in various different areas in Nottinghamshire. So I thought I needed to do something for myself. So what I did is it's more based on youth engagement and intervention and supporting families and young people in the city. So basically I applied, got all the paperwork, did all my policies and procedure guides with a clear aim and a clear vision, in the sense of kind of supporting Nottinghamshire in various different areas. And that's how I've become to be, in the sense of me setting up this business.
Marvellous. And what is the overall aim of your organisation?
Well, initially, because of the issues of knife crime, the issues of family needed support in relation to young people being permanently excluded or excluded, and also I wanted to kind of deal with the issue of youth work, in the sense where youth clubs are being closed. And so what I wanted to do is kind of put something in there from some of my own experiences of actually offering support for young people in a centre, which I've got an office at the present moment. I've got office at Baseford Community Centre, where I'm going to be setting up a youth club and doing some a lot more family orientated work.
So what other type of services do you offer?
I'm on various different local authorities, statutory organisation meetings, where I'm classed as a sort of like a community leader. So I've done stuff where I'm doing with interface with Nottinghamshire Police, where I communicate with young people and get them to sit down and talk to police officers about their experiences and feelings to bring about trust and confidence. I'm on working groups in relation to diversity training, of going with police officers for them to understand about how Nottingham is at the moment become very, very diverse, and police officers need to know all the different areas and different aspects, what they need to get to be positive in their job. I'm also developed and worked with some organisation in London in relation to stop and search. So what I then do is speak to young people about the aspects of stop and search. I think that's some of the bits and pieces of what I'm doing.
Do you ever deal with any mental health issues at all?
The mental health issues, one, because I had to then deal with even one of my own sons who's basically gone through the issues of mental health. So again, about support, and also to see what the aspects is in relation to mental health, where there's so many different levels of it and so many different ways of how organisation, really, the health service, how they deal with it. And then because I'm working within FYA, I've had to deal with a lot of young people and students who come here, where they've got issues or situations where you then know that there are some mental health issues, in the sense of offering appropriate support and guidance to kind of help them through it within my two roles.
Marvellous. So what type of different mental health issues do you deal with?
Well, what I'm having to deal with is individuals where lack of motivation. I've had to deal with individuals who basically are on medication. I've had to deal with family members where their family member having to deal with their brother, who basically he's talking to himself, etc., etc. And then what I've had to then do then is one, inform management and also try and offer appropriate support, not just for the family member, but also for that individual as well. And then I think as one of the members of staff, kind of be kind of open and be aware of what that individual might need and how they need to be supported in an environment where basically they may feel that they've targeted, or they feel kind of left out or not being listened to, or people not aware of what they're going through.
So how would you say you approach people then, in terms of like talking to them and getting them to tell you about their issues?
I think I'm the way that I am, as in a sense, try and be open with them, but also that sometime you've got to build that relationship with them, because again, but they don't want that stigma, and they don't want to be pointed out that they're different, and so you try to be as open as possible, that you don't kind of signpost it. You kind of like, yeah, there's issues, but what it is basically at their time and at their pace, whatever, you can try and offer that support where necessary. When they call on for, if it's affecting them within their work, that's another conversation. But if it's about them as their naturalness or their etc., I kind of wait till they're ready to kind of tell me a little bit more of what they're having to deal with.
COVID. So why do you think organisations such as yourself are important?
Because just like school. What happens is basically there's that, like this line where everybody has to fit into a particular line. And when someone doesn't fit in the line, they get ostracized, or they get treated differently, etc., etc. So when individuals feel that I'm not going to be treated differently from the others, and that's why it's so important that organizations like myself or what I'm working for kind of open the door, and your needs is important, we can then support them so they feel that they are valued. Because I think if you feel not valued, or you feel that you're not listened to, or you feel that you're not acknowledged or respected, you wouldn't then be supported. And I think when you have been treated along the way in a particular way, that this needs somebody just to kind of go, give me a chance, or please be aware, or can you help me, or can you support me? And that's what I think what we try to do, or what I try to do, some of the things I'm doing.
So obviously there are other organisations that obviously do the similar work to what you do. So what makes your organisation stand out to other organisations?
Well, the organisation may be of kind, you might see, in a way you kind of set up, but basically you're dealing with the BMA young people and families, but it's not closed door. So what happens then is that basically all are welcome and all will get the support, because even though there's a lack of sometimes the knowledge of what mental health is, because it was one of those taboo kind of conversation of what mental health is. And even to the point where they're now bringing it into the issues of young people, of how mental health can then turn into something else, where you have the issues of suicide, you've got all those different things. And it's so important that basically that you catch it at an early stage. And then you've got the other issue of basically that how men, where basically that you have the suicide, etc., etc., and also the image aspect as well. So it's so big a situation, but basically we as an organization, or what I'm trying to do, is that basically try and put everybody into one basket and help where we can to individuals to feel a sense of being and be able to move forward.
So do you think it's important for people to know that they have the option of knowing that you're there then?
Yeah, because I think a lot of individuals sometimes they suffer in silence, they don't know where to go, and that thing that some people don't understand. And I think it's a bit about not understanding, because like for me, learning the aspects of my own family, my own child, basically what happens then is that you kind of don't realise is the medical aspect of it, in the sense that when I've seen individuals go into, let's say, the hospital, they are, it's that thing of trial and error what they're trying to find that right balance, that right medication to then to get the balance right. And sometimes it's just that imbalance and me then understanding it, me then aware of it, but basically that you're bipolar, you etc. If you don't understand all that, you just take it as like just mental health, but they don't realize it may be just a certain medical kind of imbalance where basically to get that tablet, it brings them back to normality, whatever. So,
do you think people have a struggle when coming forward to speak about it?
Yes, do, because it's been a taboo, and when you look through the historical aspect of it, they locked people up when anybody was different. So going over these generations now, where we are now, where you're talking into 10, 15 years ago, it still had some of those aspects of taboo in a sense of, so what's wrong with them. Now people then at least then sit down and try and work it out and understand it a little bit more, because we've had a generation over generation over generation of this thing being taken as something wrong with them, they're mad, and all the kind of negative stereotypes and negative derogative language.
But do you think even though we have these kind of things in place where, you know, people now feel safe and people are now starting to learn and understand it a bit more, do you not think that people still are struggling to come out with it?
Yes and no. It's that thing where if you get that little bit of support, you feel a bit stronger. But when you feel that you're going to put yourself out there in that the limb and you don't know if you're going to have a safety net at the end of it, you can see why individuals just don't deal with what they need to deal with, because they feel that they haven't got a safety net or they don't understand whatever. But we are at least going towards that bit of individuals being able to live kind of like a reasonable good life, whatever, because again, I know they've changed policy, I know they've changed procedures where, again, getting them out of the hospital and then individuals living in the community where before they put them in isolation and all that. But again, it's about that support bit when, if it is that severe. But then on the other side of it, you have various different levels of what mental health is, in the sense of basically that individual just might just need that little bit of support because they've gone through a traumatic period, and it's really affected them. And by again, what I learned as well, where an individual can go into mental health, where you have sleep deprivation, and you got the drugs, where basically, so it's different levels of where it can kind of create the more severe issues in relation to mental health.
So do you think it's important for people to know that they have the option of knowing that you're there?
I think it's very, very important that they know that there's somebody around, because that links into the worst scenario where an individual is then suffering in silence or on their own in an environment where they don't know who they can talk to because everybody's so busy doing what they're doing, and then they don't know who they can communicate with. So as they're getting older, whatever, and things are getting on top of them, they need to know there's somebody there for them who can understand them and also be able to kind of help them, or if can't help them, they know where they can signpost them to.
So what strategies do you have in order to find out about some of the issues that people don't always want to talk about?
One, I've got self-referrals where if individuals want that additional support and guidance. And then we have the statutory bit or organisational bit where an individual outside of the organisation to which I work want to kind of ask for support, we can then go out and support them. But it's more about basically about where the individuals is ready and feel comfortable and wants to talk about some of the issues. So it's a mixture of different ways, but we don't go in, or I wouldn't go in and kind of take the conversation when the mental health is a quite a motive word at the present moment, and you don't want to over-label it, you don't want to highlight it, whatever, because again, it's just where that person is at that time, and you just want to kind of work and support them.
What would you say are the best parts or best experiences of your work?
The best part is where an individual recognise that basically they have particular situation that they have to deal with, and you kind of work with them for them to get to the point where they want to be, or they've achieved whatever. So it then will enhance themselves that they've done it, and I kind of appreciate that and celebrate that.
So what would you say are the hardest or most challenging parts about your work?
Individual not recognising it, not accepting it, don't want the help, I'm okay. And then you feel kind of powerless because you don't want to put the label, you don't want to kind of put it over, but you need to get help, you need to get help. And it's just quite hard, and it's hard as well where you have a family member who's come to you and wants some help, because they've got a sibling or one of them family members, and you can't give them anything because they have to then live that situation with that individual, and you can't do anything about it.
Why do you think a lot of people don't want to talk about their issues?
I think more to do with the stigma, the labelling, the stereotype, and then because of the historical process of what's happened when you have actually been labelled of being you're mentally ill, you're mentally ill, etc., etc., and what people have learnt and what they've heard, what happens to them, so that they kind of shy away from, don't want to have that label, because everybody's put in the same bucket, and then possibly in their head feel that they're going to get treated a particular certain way. So it's quite hard for somebody to embrace it when it's had so many negative connotations of just that word.
How can more people find out about your organisation?
Well, what it is, I've got a web page. I go out and publicise in the sense of leaflets and stuff like that. And with the organisation working with FYA, they go out quite regular and publicise it on internet, Twitter, etc., etc. So we're out there trying to promote that we're a support organisation, where basically we don't know, there's other organisation what will actually know. So at the end of the day, anybody who is having difficulty in certain issues within that stroke, that label of mental health, and it could be all various different labels to it, we're here to help and support you and signpost you.
Marvellous. And in the future, how can you see your organisation growing and expanding?
I think the expanding would be that I would have more young people helping young people, because I think that's that bit where young people understand the life pressures of stress and mental health, and know basically if someone's gone through it all, they'll be able to help those younger ones, whatever, say, look, this is what I had to deal with. Because my generation, yeah, we'll have the theories, we'll have this, we'll have that, but somebody will probably have some life experiences to help individuals. So my organisation, I kind of want to have, yes, I want to have a cross range of different ages and experiences to help the community.
Marvellous. And have you just got any further comments you would like to make?
No, I think that's everything, I think. Thank you very much.